So we pray together and we commit this time to the Lord. Father, I ask this morning that you anoint your servant so that I may deliver your word with conviction, because we know that we serve a God who is for us and not against us. A wonderful God who takes delight in all of us. And Lord, your desire is to see every single person in this hall finish our life and our ministry strong. And Lord, I ask you now in the name of Jesus to let your word minister to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Many of you know that William Wilberforce fought against slavery for many, many years. In fact, after 10 years of fighting slavery in England, one night he became so discouraged because there was no progress at all, and he became so discouraged, he was about to give up. And so he turned to his Bible, hoping to find inspiration, and as he opened up his Bible, there was a piece of paper that fell out. And he picked it up, and it turned out to be a note that John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, actually wrote to Wilberforce just days before John Wesley died. And the letter reads like this, and I'd like to read for you what he wrote. He said, "Unless the divine power has raised you up, I see not how you can go through your glorious enterprise in opposing that abominable practice of slavery, which is a scandal of religion, of England, and of human nature. Unless God has raised you up for this very thing, you'll be worn out by the opposition of men and devils. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are all of them together stronger than God? Oh, be not weary of well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might." And with these words from John Wesley, Wilberforce actually found the courage and the strength to fight on. And you know, history tells the story that in the end, he actually won and overturned slavery in England. It was through these words that Wilberforce actually found the courage not only to start well, but also to finish well. And that's the theme I want to share with you this morning, that we will all finish well. Not just start well, but finish well. The wise men in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, have a verse that goes like this. Beautiful verse. It says, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride." The end of a matter is better than its beginning. Patience is better than pride. You see, in ministry, it is not how you start, but it's how you end that really matters. It's not how you start, it's how you end. We can take pride in starting something well, you know, we all can take pride in starting something well. But ultimately, experience will tell us that it takes patience to finish it well. And it's true that patience is better than pride. The completion of a matter is better than its commencement. It's not how you commence, it's how you complete. It's not how you start, it's how you end that really matters. And church, I really believe with all my heart that it is God's desire to see all of us finish well in life and in ministry. Can you say amen to that? Yeah?